God be praised forevermore. Today on the devotional, Esosa Wanjago is my name, and thank you for listening to my audio devotional. Today on the devotional, while still looking at supernatural supply, I want us to look at riding on the wings of the word, the best way to go ahead in seasons of uncertainty, financial uncertainty, is to ride on the wings of the word. What God's word is saying per time, that's what you should take, and your ability to activate God's word, to speak prophetically, to take scripture, to go into the word of God and find his word for the moment. God is always speaking, but you need to fellowship with the word to get his mind and his voice for the moment. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 7, there's an interesting ordeal there. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, Elisha said, listen, God's word, the famine, it's over. This time tomorrow, food will be plentiful. A handful of meal for a shekel, two handfuls of grain for a shekel. The market at the city gate will be buzzing. That word looks nothing like what they are going through. But God always is speaking. You have to go into God's word and know what he would have you do per time, per time. Here we are told that God is saying, the drought is over, the death is over, the famine is over, the famine is over. You just have to believe it. You have to take God at his word and believe it. When we do not believe because we are observing the wind, because we are observing the financial report, what will happen? Look at what happened to the attendant. Verse 2, the attendant on whom the king leaned for support said to the holy man, you expect us to believe that? Trap doors opening in the sky and food tumbling out? What you're saying, does it even make sense? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, but that's what supernatural supply looks like. It doesn't have to add up. It doesn't have to make sense. Then Elisha said, you will watch it with your own eyes, but you will not eat so much as a mouthful. So what do we need to do? We need to take God by his word, irrespective of what the economic statistics or what the economic reports are saying. Take God by his word, hold on in faith, and what year will take you through, he's more than able to supply all you need. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. I pray for you today that the word of God you have heard, the word of God you have always heard, will not work against you in your time of need. Rather, the word of God will work for you. Receive faith to go through by the word. Remember, we can't necessarily pray for faith. Faith comes by hearing, taking God at his word. That's what you need to do. God bless you and have a beautiful day full of abundance. In Jesus' name, amen.